This is the Cross Conference cast for February 26th, 2011, waiting for the other taco to drop. On this episode, we discuss the latest U.S. youth national team camps, how some WPS rosters are shaping up, and St. Mary's recruiting class. For full show notes, visit our site, crossconference.com. It's cold and I know for certain when I go outside, my head will start hurting. It's a winter's day and I know for certain when I go outside, my head will start hurting. So I'll wrap it up in materials, keep my hair from getting cold. I'll wrap it up in materials to keep my hair from getting cold. And I said, tell my friends when I have kids. Hi, I'm Joan.
And I'm Ruth.
And this is the Cross Conference cast. It's Saturday. We're using our day off to record a podcast. It's the 26th of February. And we have things to talk about, though. Very few games have been played. We have a lot of exciting things, speaking specifically of St. Mary's College, so stay tuned for that, St. Mary's folk. And let's start off with the international game, though, because Monica Gonzalez is writing, a series of columns for ESPN, and they're all in Spanish, so you have to run them through the translator, and there are some things that I am not sure about, including tacos. But she's back officially. She documented her training to get back with the team, and now she's training with the team, and we are so happy, right?
Yes, she tweeted in the locker room, nothing better than a happy Gonzo.
Nothing. And we'll see. I don't know about her making the World Cup squad. I think it's strange to bring her on this late in the game, so to speak, and then not give her a chance to make the World Cup squad. But I don't know. I'm hopeful because Gonzo is one of my favorites ever. that's all we have to say about Mexico, right?
She seems to be taken to the team, and she tweeted the other day about Teresa Noyola, which made me really happy. Like, she seems really excited about Noyola joining up with Mexico, and I think Noyola is playing Mexico's in Cyprus, right? Well, wherever Mexico is, Noyola is with them on that roster.
They're probably in Spain too. Speaking of Spain. The U-23 women's national team for the United States is in La Manga, Spain, playing some. It's the Four Nations tournament of Europe, I guess, but not only including European teams. They're in Spain, and then the U-20s are going to the very same place. So, and then the full national team. Some of the girls went to Seville, and so everybody's in Spain.
Do they have crepes in Spain?
I don't know. One would think that if the crepes are also in Portugal, that they would not have too hard of a time going to Spain.
Crossing the border. Although I think they're a French thing.
But anyway, the U-20s, there's a roster announced for their trip to Spain, which starts on the 28th. And not a whole lot of defenders on there. Eh, Ruth?
There weren't, although they have an updated roster now. But the most important thing about the updated roster is that there's a coaching change. And now April Heinrichs is head coach of our under-20 team.
Yay!
Oh, I'm glad you did that, because I just could not contain my excitement over it.
I know. It's hard to express, isn't it?
It is. Very, very... no words. There are no words.
Mm-mm. You can just kind of...
kiss that U-20 World Cup goodbye.
Another one. It couldn't get worse than last year.
Stop tempting fate.
Yeah.
Although this is a really good group of players, and I have a lot of faith in them, whereas last year I didn't have a lot of faith in them. So I'm banking on the roster to save us from the coach.
There's a pilot, at least one,
There's a Bronco.
Cruz, Michelle Cruz.
Julie Johnston.
It's
And a bunch of
just,
other people.
yeah, there's other people. I mean, there's other people going. Morgan Brian Morgan, your friend and mine.
Yes. Alex Doll. Alex the Doll. Alex
Right.
of Dolls. Yeah, she was one of the additions, I think. Abby Doll Kemper's on there. Both of the Smiths from last year's U20 team or U17 team. Think Horan was added. I don't feel like
Yeah, she
checking.
was. She's from Colorado, salt
She's
of the
going to
earth people.
UNC.
It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes.
Make them while you're young. Correct
Yeah.
them when you're older. Ah, she could transfer out.
Anyway, the U23s, they just got done playing Norway, right? Oh, sorry. Yes. No.
No, they
No,
just got done
they're playing
playing
Sweden.
Sweden.
F me. And good for them. Bill Irwin's mustache guiding them quite sufficiently. I think good to see that that there hasn't been changes made there. Good for them.
At least
Yay.
we think so, since there hasn't been any coverage of them.
There better not be. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, all those players are on Twitter. If something really important happened, we'd hear about it.
Right. I guess what yeah, and the women's national team, full women's national team, they're in the Algarve region training. They got there very early and they haven't played any games yet, but we'll stay tuned 'cause gosh, I'm on the edge of my seat to see who Pia will start. Do you buy
Yeah.
that?
I hear Christine Lilly is in the lineup.
No. No.
Guess who player of the match was today? They scrimmaged against Portugal.
What? Really? Are you making this up?
No, I
Or
think I read it somewhere. I think Alex Morgan said, me and Alex Morgan are tight.
I don't. I can never tell. It's hard to tell through Skype if you're being serious.
Oh, I don't think there was a player of the match, but I do think they
Okay, I was
scrimmaged.
like, what? That seems outrageous. Sure. Moving on.
Indeed.
The Canadian women's national team did indeed travel to Cyprus. They played a game 2-1 victory for them over South Korea. So they did not boycott.
Dun, dun,
Though
dun.
the reasons given is that they sense some
Disturbance in
progress, disturbance in the force, some sort of progress being made with regards to the CSA's deal with Marache. Sure. I don't know. The well, a boycott would have been interesting. It just kind of makes it seem like they didn't have too much going for them in terms of a boycott. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't trust the CSA, and I don't trust that progress has been made, because I think that's baloney business until you have something on paper, and there isn't anything on paper. So, or at least so far as we know, everything's very hush hush now, hush hush and quiet.
And what are they going to do? Like a boycott, it shows that they are serious, but it doesn't help their team and their chances in the World Cup. It's not, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I am glad they're not boycotting. I always want to see Christine Sinclair play, Sophie Schmidt, etc.
Oh, you're going to see.
What?
Are you going to see that?
No, I mean, see, philosophically, I don't know.
See the names on the roster, mm-hmm. the stats.
Yeah. I think that's it for the international game, right? Do we have any? I mean, we're not the best about following Europe, so who knows what's going on over there? Who cares?
I don't know. There's a rugby tournament going on. Saw that on Twitter today. Twitter is just a wealth of useless information. I love it. I meant to check up on the Kiwis. See if they have any players from Christchurch on the roster. Because, I mean, they're in Cyprus and that devastating earthquake hit.
It's very possible. It's, what, the second largest city, so...
And it's a very tiny, tiny country.
Yeah. We wish them the best. We do enjoy the New Zealand team and
we
their
do.
Players. You do, at the very least. I do, occasionally.
I enjoy them a lot. They're so much fun.
They're cute. All right, let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk about the WPS. Had to paint myself a hole and fall inside. If it's far enough inside and right, I get to wear another dress and count in time. Oh, won't you do me the favor, man, of forgiving. Back. I am Joan.
And I am Ruth.
And let's talk about the WPS because Ruth, you wrote a little thing about Atlanta, how you're really sort of liking what appears to be going down down there. do you want to talk about that?
There are things happening down there. It's just there's been a lot of complaining lately about that roster. Which I think is only at, 19, 20 players, which means they still have a lot more they can bring in for preseason. But it's, I don't know, it's a really intriguing roster. It's sort of like a mix of U23s and severely underrated players that were former U23s. Like, this is a roster that I could see, I don't know, Tiff Weimer on, which is nothing against any of these players or Tiff Weimer. I think that these are underrated players that are finally getting a chance, and unless the next 10 signings at Atlanta are just massively huge names, but I don't think there are any of those left yet this year. They brought in three solid goalkeepers, and probably their starting keeper is going to be Whitworth, who I like a lot. Really the only big names that you've got on this team are Mitz, Lloyd, and Kolobny. And those aren't, I mean, that's certainly not, they're not hope solos. Yeah, there's a lot of potential down there, and I think it's unique in the league.
Mm-hmm. And while Carly Lloyd is certainly important to the game, to the team, it seems that we've seen teams do just fine when Carly Lloyd is not there. So it's not like their coach, Galanis, doesn't know that she'll be gone. I think it's a really interesting team, there's nothing very specific that they're going for. Like you, when you saw Chicago's roster being made in the first year, you could tell what kind of team that they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
And Philly's roster last year, you could really tell what that was supposed to be.
I mean, and to two different, very different executions. But I can't necessarily tell what Atlanta is supposed to be right now. So I think that's a team that's really going to figure itself out and during the season and hopefully do really well. I can see myself supporting an Atlanta side like that that grows in that manner. Since, Chicago's gone, I have nothing to live for.
It's always Philly.
There's always That's
Philly
right.
loves you. Philly
They
has been.
do. They do seem to be courting me.
They do.
Philly and partially Boston, but Boston has so much going against it that anyway. And Philly signed Nicole Barnhart. So, how many wait, which goalkeepers do they have now? Like they have
They have Barnhart and Val Henderson.
Val Henderson. Okay. Like they didn't get Karina LeBlanc back, right?
Right. She, I, from that art, from the article that I linked, she doesn't seem to want to commit to a team, which I'm
That's very
fine with.
young of her. She'll, commitment phobic. I can understand. You get burned a little bit, and then,
Plus, there's that whole issue of the World Cup and Canada being in the middle of political intrigue. So, yes.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't want to be one of those people who's like, well, I'll just float to whoever's winning. But we'll see. And pretty
You
soon.
don't do that. You invest in a team and they win because you invest in them. I
That's
mean,
right.
look at Irvine.
That's right. If anything picked up Irvine, it was my support. My undying support for them and Lanny or Lonnie, Amick
Whose sister is with the U-17s,
or Amick. Is she?
U-15s?
Wait,
Was,
seriously?
they're not in camp right now, but they were earlier this year, and
Oh,
she was.
that's cool.
I think, or maybe it was a cousin. I don't think there are that many
You can't be
Amick-Amicks.
Amick or Amick. We really got to nail this one down. We got to find out what's going.
We just need to contact Irvine and say, you got to clear this up for
How do
us.
you pronounce your name? But you, I don't know. I predict really great things are going to happen for Jasmine Nickelberry. I believe in her.
Me too.
That's her name, right? That's okay. Yeah, the WPS preseason. I'm. Oh God, I hope they last past this year. Do you think it'll happen? And with that,
The Olympics are next year.
the Olympics. Okay. Whatever.
How is a women's league supposed to survive when it gets interrupted? I mean, a summer women's league. How is it supposed to survive when it gets interrupted 2 years in a row? I'll just stick to the college game. College game and my precious under 20s who've been left in the care of April Heinrichs.
With that, let's take another break. And then we will get to the meat of this podcast, the St. Mary's preview. We'll be right back with the Cross Conference cast.
Lights on with the lights. keep on moving with the lights on, with the lights on. So you can't scare me with the lights on. I keep on moving with the lights on, with the lights on. So come on, play me just one more song. I keep on moving with the lights on, with the lights on. So you can't scare me with the lights on. Now you can watch me.
Hi, this is Joan.
And this is Ruth.
And we are back with the Cross Conference Cast.
For our favorite segment.
For our favorite segment. Well, we were called out for neglecting to mention St. Mary's College, their recruiting class. They're in the WCC, so we need to be showing them some love, right?
But in our defense, the recruits weren't announced until after we had recorded.
That's true. But we are going to give them a special shout out because we did notice at the, we did take some time to show them some love at the end of the college season, for their videos and the spirit and the good season that they had. They've really started to become contenders in that conference, and it's really, exciting. I like their videos. I like their spirit. I like everything. It's great. And their head coach Kai Edwards is a friend of the program. We should have him on.
We should.
Agreed.
Yes.
Let's do it. Stamp.
Is that going to be before or after we go visit them?
Good question. I don't know where I'll be. So, we'll see where I am in the fall, and then.
We'll see where I am in the fall.
Yeah. Wait, are you going somewhere?
I've got all those weddings. Like, oh, I have to be out in St. Louis 1 week in October, and the next week I have to be back here. And somewhere in all this, I still have to be able to get to college games. And
well, you know what? We've stopped defending marriage, so maybe there won't be any more weddings. So no more weddings because it's not being defended.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to St. Mary's. Where did we go with that? Okay. They have this cool little website up, sort of advertising their recruits. They have three recruits, Victoria Shimkus from Draper, Utah, Caitlin Steele from Custer, Washington, and Brooke Herrick from Plano, Texas. They're all different parts of the country. Very interesting. I enjoy that Caitlin Steele's name kind of sounds like she might be the hero of a sort of like mystery detective novel.
Like, I agree. That's a wicked name.
Yeah. Caitlin Steele.
And it's got two Y's.
Mm-hmm. Special investigator, Caitlin Steele.
Do
you see it for
book.
Yourself, Caitlin? Maybe, I don't know if they have a criminal justice as a major in St. Mary's, but look into it for your name alone, Caitlin.
She's or anthropology. Washington. She could totally be like an Indiana Jones.
Oh, like, yeah, like the bones person on the television.
That too.
She's from Washington, which is, it's not exactly out of region, but there's no doubt that she was recruited by those Washington area schools, who are no slouches. So that's a good pickup for St. Mary's. And Brooke Herrick has the same last name as a very dear friend of mine. So maybe they're related and we're practically like friends right now. Right, Brooke?
Shout out to homie Brooke.
Brooke. Are you cousins? I don't think she has any relatives in Texas. Do you want to say anything about these recruits? Are you choosing a favorite?
I think my favorite is Shimkus, Vicky Shimkus from Draper, Utah, who was recruited by the Utah schools, obviously. I was reading her bio and she just seems very entertaining. she's my favorite. She's a midfielder. She's really good at what she does.
Okay. I haven't chosen a favorite yet.
Oh, it's gonna be Steel.
You don't know that. it takes time, you know. I really thought hard about choosing my favorite players, like my dear favorite player Jasmine Nickelberry of the University of California.
Well, you can wait because you can wait as long as you want because Coach Edwards is expected to announce further signings at a later date. So maybe there will be some locals.
I don't want to push my money across the table when I don't know. There could be more things. You don't know.
But when it's love, you know right away. And I know that I love Vicky Shimkus.
From Draper, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Utah is a beautiful country. Beautiful. I mean, is beautiful country is what I was trying to say, but I put that article in
there. It is kind of like its own country.
It is a little bit like its own country.
But not like Arizona. She does look like an entertaining kid.
Yeah. Well, Kai Edwards is in his third year of coaching, it has begun his third year of coaching St. Mary's. And they have some new coaches. They're not Corey Alexander. So they do have some new volunteer assistant coaches, Laura Van Wart and Zach Masters. I don't know them, but I look forward to getting to know them. They are they'll be fine. No. maybe we could talk to them. Like we talked to Lisa Seri.
Yeah.
We could talk to them.
We should just get the whole team.
We're gonna talk to everybody on that team.
But
everybody.
FYI. I am determined to talk to Bianca Hettinger.
That's a different team. We're not talking about them.
Right. Sorry. there was just the maroon and the purple and
it all blends together.
It does.
Right. So, well, okay. So there'll be more recruits. We'll have to talk about them too, whenever they are announced. But they have formed the nucleus of the Gales freshman class.
I like that word.
Soon we will have electrons to fly around the nucleus.
More forwards, right? I guess.
Anyway, that was exciting. Ruth has just reminded me that our podcast is 1 year old. We have been podcasting for a year.
Woo!
Yeah, what? In your face. We started out recording. I was recording in a coffee shop.
I was recording in a lonely apartment in St. Louis with a dinky mic.
And now we have better equipment. It's slightly quieter. No more ice machines. No more noisy teenagers.
The lawn is empty.
I would like to thank the listeners for sticking with us through thick and thin. I think this will be our 27th episode. We did pretty good. And I'm excited for what we're going to do next. If Ruth gets on it,
we're
going to have something really exciting coming through the pipes. We might go to a game. We might go to a game in April. The Philly New Jersey game, if someone will give us a ride from DC.
I can do it. I just my poor car, but I can do it.
Sure. Yeah, all I'm gonna hear about is your poor car.
Well, you're also gonna have to sit in it for what, 8 hours listening to Kelly Clarkson.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, actually that would be a really fun road trip.
That would be great.
Since there's not a team playing in D.C.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that really just bummed me out. That, like, hurt. That cut to some essential core of my heart. Like, I don't even really like... I didn't love the Freedom, but... Oh.
Did you say which game we're going to?
The Philly Sky Blue FC game. Notice how I did not say FC Gold Pride. and April 10th.
Right, the one up in Jersey.
In Jersey at Rutgers, which has a lovely little stadium there. I've been there.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. I saw Sarah Jackman of the Portland Pilots score a goal there.
Woo!
So it's close to my heart. as is the East Brunswick, or what is it, New Brunswick? Whatever Brunswick Public Library, who let me use their bathroom during a time of great need. Yay!
Those okay. Wonderful, generous people.
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter and keep up with all our happenings. We are cross-conference, all one word. And we need more followers, that I've decided. You need to follow us on the Twitter because that's where you hear all the really exciting stuff, like when I'm watching Degrassi.
Which, let me tell you, is the same time every week.
I'll probably have some reflections about what's going on, and then it will somehow relate to Degrassi.
And that Philly Jersey game is not the only game that we'll be at. I mean, it's the only game that we'll be at
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do plan on getting to those other Philly games, and other Jersey games, and actually some Western New York games in May. They're home like all of May. And I definitely have plans to go up there.
Right.
Sorry,
I'm
going to
send
Atlanta.
You on assignment. You'll be working.
I will.
This is not for enjoyment.
Oh, no. And my poor car.
Oh, man.
But I won't go to Boston. I don't think.
Boston's not a bad place.
No, but it's an 8-hour drive.
That's true. Well, this has been a nice podcast. Next time we'll record, let's record maybe after the Algarve Cup is over, unless something really explodes. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
The aurora borealis, or a floral pattern, more or less a forest to your salad. The normal path of travel has immediate reaction. Can't you see that I am beaming? I'll be leaving in a second. Sipping magic from a chalice, detached from the distractions. At last I can relax, looking past all of the action. A fraction or a fragment of me actually is present. The rest of me is heavenly, the seventh house is zenith. Yes, the fence intimidates, it's meant to keep you out, but let your senses resonate and leap it in the bound. Freedom isn't found inside a visa or a crown, and even the voice of reason couldn't speak it out loud. But mortals are immortal when the soul has been imported to a source that is more solar and important to the whole. This is the warmest moment.